This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A graphic video from Gaza City shared on social media on Friday shows several dead and wounded, including children, in an area of Al-Shifa Hospital, which a Gaza Health Ministry spokesman said had been hit by Israeli airstrikes. A bleeding Palestinian child loudly asked why, as several injured and killed Gazans were seen in the video. It was filmed by a Palestinian video creator who has over 2 million followers on Instagram and who has been documenting daily the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital Complex, where thousands are sheltering. The United Nations has hit out at Israel's plan for four-hour humanitarian pauses in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an interview with the Australia Broadcasting Corporation, the UN Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, has described Israel's plan for combat operation pauses in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee to the south as wrong.
4 hour ceasefire. Yes, to let people breathe and to remember what is the sound of life without bombing before starting bombing them again. It's very cynical and cruel.
Albanese adds the Palestinian people were being forcibly transferred out of the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in New Delhi on Friday he welcomed Israel's agreed pauses in Gaza's offensive, but that more needed to be done. Blinken said Israel's agreed four-hour pauses as well as two humanitarian corridors will allow people to move away from the fighting. Blinken's visit to India is the last stop in a marathon trip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA.